I'm Carissa Cotta. I'm the teacher librarian for the Mitkoff Middle School PHS. We're calling it the Library and Learning Commons this year. And that really, the name kind of shows what we're headed for. We want it to be more than a repository of books. We want it to be, you know, a place that students can come in either individually or in groups or even full classes and really come together, collaborate and produce and, you know, reflect and find, inquire and really fill up, you know, those, their heads full of knowledge.
My name is Ty Peterson. I'm the maintenance director here for the school district. And this summer we spent quite a bit of time in the library. Not a lot of renovation, but a lot of painting. There was a lot of new colors on the walls and the furniture. And the carpeting was very old, and it has been replaced and updated to some brand new stuff. And lighting fixtures were replaced with some hanging chandeliers and some other drop lights. And some new furniture was bought, and a lot of new chairs and some new tables. And there's still some bookshelves that were ordered, and they are not here yet, but they are smaller than what was here, and they will be movable so we can reconfigure the space when we need to.
Tommy Thompson, math teacher at Petersburg High School.
Now, you grew up in Petersburg?
Yeah, I was born and raised here. So was my dad, and my mom moved here when she was in kindergarten or first grade. So lots of family who were here and lots of extended family who are still here.
And how long have you been teaching math?
12 years.
Where were you before this?
I did my student teaching at Mount Edgecombe High School and 2 years in the middle school in Juneau and then 10 years at Juneau Douglas High School.
Do you have approaches to get kids excited about math? I found in high school that was the toughest subject for me. But how do you get kids excited about it and help kids that are maybe struggling with it?
Well, I think kids are always excited about math. Sometimes it's the wrong kind of excitement, but I think it's more about getting them engaged. I don't know that there's. I think the real excitement is when kids figure out how to do anything new. There's those little aha moments, and those aren't so much things that I think teachers do to kids, but what kids create for themselves. And a lot of that's through discovery learning and having the time to ask those questions and the patience to let themselves learn at the rate that they want to learn at. So, you know, as far as getting them excited, getting them engaged, I think that's what we really strive for, to prepare for them, whether they're going to go to college mathematics or just finishing their high school degree or just using it in a practical way.
My name is Dan Van Swearingen. I'm the new swim/PE teacher at the elementary school here. Born and raised in Great Falls, Montana. Went to school in Bozeman, Montana. Met my wife there, and then she finished school in Kansas. So the last couple years I've lived in Kansas City area.
Teaching swimming and that sort of thing, or PE?
Subbing for the most part, and then on the side, you know, working for a cabinet shop just to kind of make ends meet. So,
tell me about the work you'll be doing here. Have you gotten a chance to work with any of the kids yet, or are you just sort of getting ready for it?
Just getting ready for it. Yesterday I got a chance to talk with my aide, my para, that's with me. She's been here for 25 years, I think, and she really knows the program. So, I haven't got any kids yet, but I've got, I think, the knowledge to start with her. So,
did you swim a lot in school?
I swam. I'm a water dog, as people call it. I love being in the water, and it stinks that the ocean is too cold up here to swim in. Otherwise, I feel like I'd be in it all day. I never did competitive swimming. I was always in wrestling, which was, you know, coincided with, is a winter sport with swimming. So I never did actually competitive swim. But yeah, I do swim a lot. I love swimming.
Any approach you like to take when working with kids?
I'm a big fan of, if I'm asking the kids to do it, I'm in there doing it with them. So if we're playing a game in the pool, I'm in there playing with them. I'm on a team. I'm in there playing with them, and I just love to kind of, you know, go with the kids and do everything that they're doing. So.
Hi, Cindy Fry, and I'm actually the alternative high school teacher, brand new program.
What is the alternative program?
The alternative program will be the placement for students who who are, you know, not really making it in the traditional high school. And so we're looking at doing, like, credit retrieval. We're looking at really individualizing it.
Credit retrieval?
For high school graduation.
Oh, okay.
And so it can be really individualized as far as interests and needs. I'm hoping to work with the community and make connections there as far as
businesses or...
Yeah, businesses and such, and have it, you know, because it's going to be a shortened program during the day. And so then they'll be able to get additional hours or work experience or volunteer efforts and such outside school and have that work into their education.
Where are you from, and how long have you been a teacher?
From Tacoma, Washington, and been teaching 11 years.
In special education or?
In special education and alternative behavioral type program. That self-contained off-campus is what it was referred to. So,
My name is Debbie Tice, and I am teaching in the sixth grade. So I'm back with the middle school where I started about 12 years ago.
Why did you come back to Petersburg?
This is home.